This podcast is brought to you by Northern Motor Group. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
Listening to Calcio Talk on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Calcio Talk right here on FNR, Football Nation Radio. I'm your host, Christian, and joining me, as always, are Matteo and Alessandro, also our co-founders of Calcio Club.
How's it going?
And as usual, going to say that every week now. Welcome Armando to the show.
Hey, what do you mean Armando? Oh, sorry.
Zio
Armando, come on. I just got the title last week. Can't strip it away from me now.
Never. All right, welcome. We have a lot of info to go through today. As we know, some news breaking straight from Italy. We'll talk about that soon, about regarding Napoli. But as usual, we'll go through this past week's games, get our verdict, share our information, and also about this morning's Champions League game. Are they not too happy today? But and Zio, what are you doing?
I'm trying to
call you. We've technology.
Come on.
We're sorry. Live. Done. Sorry. People ask for link.
I've lost my train of thought. No, we're all good. So we'll start off with probably the biggest game of the round: Inter versus Roma, a 0-0 stalemate. Inter playing not too bad.
Me
too. I keep coming up. Sorry.
Alright, you all good now?
Already? No. I'm
just he's a bit shaken, man. Ancelotti's gone.
Yeah, I got up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. That's a big task. I thought there was more info to that.
No, that's it. I got up at 4 o'clock. I checked the clock. I went back to sleep.
Alright. Yes. So Inter Roma, 0-0.
Yeah.
Inter having some pretty good chances, but just not getting the job done.
Yeah, I thought it was a bit disappointing, to be honest. I thought this was a good chance for Inter to really not cement, but, you know, sort of pull away from Juve a little bit. Few chances that on any other day, I think, they would have scored. Lukaku early, one-on-one from a mistake of Mancini. I thought, you got to bury that. Do you know what I mean? And then in the end, we didn't put him away, and it cost us. All right, we got a point out of it, but, yeah, I thought it should have been a win.
Yeah.
But in saying that, Roma were good.
Yeah, in patches they were.
You know, they've only lost two games this season.
You know what I think they lacked in this game? If they had, like, say, your front two, I think Roma could have really, that first half an hour, they dominated on possession.
I think I watched the game, and I agree that they missed a few chances. But if you analyse the game, those chances didn't come up because Inter created those chances. That's a bit disappointing for a game that important.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course. No, I agree. I think we're lacking a lot in our midfield.
Yeah,
it's without a doubt. There's no creativity.
It's the injuries.
Yeah,
it's the injury.
Of course. Vecino, Borja Valero, they're all very, very similar players. Brozovic isn't playing to his standards.
Definitely.
And it's costing us. But I've got to mention, though, Mancini for Roma was huge.
Mm.
Huge. Some of those last-ditch tackles, I was like, man, we can't get past this guy. He was like a wall. So I thought that was
good sign.
Yeah.
There was a guy who's been playing really, really well these last few weeks for Inter, number 10, Martinez.
He's been
amazing. There's a lot of talk now. Will he stay at Inter come this January and then even into the next transfer window? It'll be a big loss if Inter loses him.
I think if he sees that maybe Inter's going to build the team sort of around him.
Well, right? I don't like to listen to those market rumors now for January and January for
October.
Do you think Inter's going to sell the main striker in January?
I agree. You've got to be stupid.
Look, in January, you don't move top players. No. It's always been like that.
Exactly.
You only move unhappy players or players that don't play much. If a team doesn't have any target anymore, like out of Champions League, out of the league race or whatever, and then they decide to start rebuilding, they're selling the top players. Otherwise, you're not gonna
move. I guess I'm just glad that Juve dropped points.
Yes.
Inter still top.
Talk about that now. Yeah. Great. Another great game for this round. It was 3-1 to Lazio.
1-0 down too.
They were 1-0 down, came back from it.
Yeah.
But interesting. I mean, Lazio have been playing fantastic, so it's not really a shock. They've had a good run of form coming in.
We said it, if there was a game that Juve could get, Lazio could beat them. Juve haven't been in great form.
No. Actually, lots of people were predicting Lazio.
I really thought that they had a chance at Lazio. But again, after going down to 10 men, it really opened up. And then,
Do you think it was a red card?
100%.
Yeah, because probably, he takes his touches one-on-one. He's not going to get, no one's going to catch him.
No, it's the rule is if you're the last man, and you run in direction to the goal.
Apparently, they changed that rule.
No, it's going to be a goal opportunity. Mm. Me, one-on-one with the goalkeeper, even if it's 30 meters run, the next defender is 20 meters behind. Mm. He's not going to catch.
I don't think he meant it, Cuadrado. It was a missed time challenge. Yeah. But like you say, if it's probably last man, if that's a rule, it's a rule.
I was just questioning that because,
the ref pulled the yellow first.
Because the ref had to take in consideration the way you're running. If you look live, maybe the ref from behind didn't see the guy running towards the ball, running away. Mm. But then when you receive the VAR, you could tell from the VAR, the perspective, where everybody else is.
Yeah. He was in.
You could see the far, and he was the last guy.
Yeah.
It was a very good countering attack, I have to say.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it was.
Pretty quickly.
Speaking of Lazio.
Yes, ma'am.
I was reading a stat today about Luis Alberto. I think he's got the most assists in Europe.
He's been on fire. He's been
10 assists, apparently, in the whole of Europe. The
problem with Lazio is they got those four or five key players, like Luis
it's
Alberto.
It's like Inter, I think.
Milinkovic, Savic. They play great, and then for a few months they disappear.
Yeah.
Mm. They just go poof.
And I think they're like Inter. Two of them get injured.
Yeah, that's another team.
He's going
to
come
in. Credit to Lotito and Tare, man. Credit to Lotito and Tare. They spend like nothing. Yeah. And they always have a competitive team.
And they gave him a pay rise this summer, I think last summer too. So to the players. So remember at the start of the season, he was like, you better pull your finger out. And now they're starting to...
They probably have Lotito at the end of the game waiting to change with the
stick.
You got a pay rise.
But no, it was a good result.
Should we get into the...
Let's talk about the Champions League.
We'll leave it, but we'll go through a couple other results before we start talking about Napoli. So we'll quickly just go through it. Lecce, Genoa, 2-2.
So Pandev's goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, what a goal.
Rolling back
to
years.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Hey, Pandev,
how old is he now?
I don't know.
But look, Pandev is a player, you know.
He's a good player.
He won Champions League. He won league. It's not like...
Yeah, he's still got the class. You don't lose that.
Definitely. Cagliari versus Sassuolo, 2-2. Another 2-2 result there. 2-2, decent teams.
I think both games were 2-0 up and then end up 2-2.
Yeah, exactly.
Cagliari
again, but they're finding a way at the moment.
They're fine.
They're even going down 1-0, 2-0, and they're finding a way to come back. But look, how long will it, I hope they last the whole season, but only time will tell,
It's like Inter, who knows?
At least it's exciting, but, there's a lot of things
happening this season.
Napoli now with a new coach, see what they're going to do this next half of the season.
Not yet.
Just slowly, we'll introduce a bit of Napoli talk.
Parma going up 1-0, winning 1-0 against Sampdoria.
What a side, man. I start loving watching Parma. And Sepe, what a
man
keeper.
Of the match. He was in Team of the Week, sorry.
Sabre, what a goalkeeper. But look, I was looking at the game, because of you guys, the show now, I don't sleep at night anymore. Because I feel bad that I was the only one who need to read this. Because I only watch Napoli. I've been watching every game. Parma squad, guys. Have you go through the 11 players? They've got players that have been playing top level for many years,
Yeah, definitely.
Keeper Sabre was at Fiorentina, was at Napoli. Now, Napoli was a second option. But still, you play for Napoli, Fiorentina. You've been coached by top coaches. You've been training with top players. Gervinho. Mm-hmm. Inglese, the other striker.
Which one? Oh, the Cornelius.
No, but they had another player that had lots of experience. They had the ex AC Milan player. What's his name?
Who is it?
The guy that scored the goal. What's his name?
He's one of your mates.
Yeah, man, he's one of your boys. Kuchka. Oh, Parma.
Kuchka.
They've got a very good quality side. You even met the guys, because I remember seeing you. Hey, Kuchka, don't say hello to this guy ever again. He doesn't even remember you.
He said you were a striker. Oh, my God, who's a striker?
Striker for Milan,
He scored.
He's
good.
He's quality, man.
Yeah, he's a good midfielder.
Yeah. Atalanta getting the result again, winning 3-2 against Verona.
It was a decent match, actually. This one, they went behind. They switched off for a bit, but again they showed their class, come back, fight. So
they're still getting the W.
I hope they can get the job done tomorrow and qualify for the Champions League. That'll be good.
What they need to do to qualify?
I think they just got to win and hope City win. Okay. So the other team, Dinamo, don't get the points, and then they will go through. So
that will be a miracle.
Yeah.
Because after the first three games, they had three lost.
Yeah. See, and now they're on 4 points, and
it's only on 4 points.
And they should have really. They should have beaten City in the end, because the last 10 minutes they didn't have a keeper, and they were down to 10 men.
Mm.
So you know,
anything can happen.
And exactly,
it's interesting. We'll see what happens tomorrow.
Who are they? Who have they got?
Shakhtar.
Yeah.
You know, Russia.
Oh, that'll
be tough. Yeah. Anyway.
Be a tough match.
Yeah.
Brescia 1, Spal 0.
Only both.
Mario.
Finally. Only. Hey, you, Mario.
Mario.
That's why he got the haircut.
Now, apparently, I look like a Mario Balotelli haircut. Only. I didn't even think about it. I was focusing on something else. But a few boys messaged us while we were waiting for you guys.
What do you mean? I was on time. I was early. I don't know what you're talking about. Torino 2, Fiorentina 1. Another loss for Fiorentina.
I think Montella is...
I think...
Say it. Come on, say it.
Simeone.
Sorry, guys. We have two.
They don't score goals, but they go rid of him. So,
I think they're going to get rid of...
Is it time done?
I think he's hanging by Fred because the next two games, I think...
No, you know what's really disappointing about Montella? They've been talking about him in the last few years with very hype.
Mm.
And he's been failing. The only good season he had when he took over Roma halfway through the season, the first time.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
But you know,
hopefully they don't take him before Napoli find a coach.
Because there was talk that Gattuso was going to Gattuso. So there was talk. I read Gattuso could have gone to Fiorentina or Napoli, but now with all this has happened, so I don't know what's going
to
happen. You know?
If he goes to Napoli,
but in saying that, Fiorentina have come out and said they're going to back Montella for the next two games, but.
Yeah,
tough games and extra games.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
be interesting. But I think the results haven't been going his way. So,
but they got a
little maybe likely. Yeah, more likely that it won't.
Look at this, the squad. If you're
I was going to say the squad's not great squad either. Exactly.
The new owner come in and by Ribery thinking, you know.
He needs players around him at that age.
He did the American way. You know, if you go to watch American League, they have no one and then they get one of these old flies coming from you.
The only problem is they're playing. Yeah.
Sounds like Milan in January, actually. Yeah.
Oh, we're coming,
bring a 38-year-old think you're going to win the league.
No, but that's they never said he never said
what are you talking about? They lost 17-year-old beating. Come on,
sorry, I know we're going to talk after, but this 38-year-old guy, I don't know if he's on his way to Milan right now because there's a lot of talk.
Yeah, I heard that, but I'll got faith in him. Don't worry, as long as you got faith, he'll come. We won. Eh?
Did you message him?
I'll message him, don't worry. Mino Raiola, I spoke to him, Armando's mate, the other day. He gave me good
insight.
Indications, yeah.
Let's talk about your boys.
All right, let's go. 3-2 against Bologna. Finally a win.
No, not finally. We won a few games now.
Two
in a row, exactly. Yeah. And then three next week. We won. You know, it's not pretty. It wasn't pretty. We suffered when we had to, but we got away with a win. And that's, you have to build character as a team. You can't always play well. You got to learn to win away. And at the end of the day, for me, I don't care how we play this season. If we can get something out of it and get into some, for me, Champions League's the target. I'm not going to aim for the Europa League, but. You know, give it everything.
You're going to start somewhere. He's right.
See, you got to start somewhere. Mm. What do you want to do? You know, you can't.
Are they still in the Europa League?
Nah, they're not playing European.
No, this year they play
normal. But what I'm saying is, you got to. Now we're two wins in a row. You got to build on that. Otherwise, what are you playing for? If you don't aim forward and look forward.
Look, at the end of the day, they got 3 points. They need goals.
For me, that's
the job is done.
Exactly right. You can't be worried about playing pretty football when you're in this situation.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah.
But do you, if. Again, we said it last week. If Ibra comes, can that help those results continue?
Definitely, Ibra's going to help any team he comes in. All right, he's 38 years old, but it's not what he does on the pitch too. It's what he does off the pitch. The mentality that he makes everyone else better because he demands.
Look, Ibrahimovic. I know he's been playing for 2 years in America. But Ibrahimovic, it's like Cristiano Ronaldo. He's one of those guys that look after himself, his body, his training, his technique. They actually, because he does also a lot of martial art, his flexibility and his agility is still better than anyone of his age. So
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like it's, oh, if I take Ibrahimovic or, I don't know, Mbappe right now. It's like either Ibrahimovic or no one. Exactly, I would take Ibrahimovic anytime on my
life. Beggars can't be choosers at this stage. You know, Milan's not in a position to go out.
But any club in Italy, maybe beside probably Inter and Juventus right now,
would
play Ibrahimovic. Yeah, I would take him too.
What's your response to that? You were giving him a bit of stick about the 38-year-old.
Jokes aside, at the end of the day, like Armando said, besides those two teams, you're not going to say no to Ibra, I don't think.
No.
Because I hear these pundits in England and that, or if he goes to Serie A, you know, he's been playing in America, what's they say about the league if he does well? But I'm sure if he was going to Manchester United, you know, they'll take him tomorrow.
Okay, I think Ibrahimovic also brings you something that a few teams right now lack in Serie A, is something in the change room.
Yeah. Exactly right.
You know, the guy, if the guy get up and talk.
Exactly what I mean.
The rest of the players listen. Yeah, exactly. You know, and the guy's got attitude. Sometimes teams need a bit of attitude, a bit of character just to go on the pitch, you know, and go for it.
Especially Milan. There's no characters in that dressing room.
No. I think that's what Gattuso kind of...
And that's why I was didn't want them to get rid of Gattuso in the first place.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think that they've lost a little bit since his departure.
For me, it was
he was one of the coaches that
he almost got that squad into the Champions League.
He almost did
1 point, and then we win one of those games at home. We win the Champions League this season.
Still don't know why they decided to get rid of him.
It is what it is, but yeah, what can you do?
Oh well, what can you do?
You got to look forward.
We might jump to a quick break before we start the Napoli talk.
So I can fix the mobile phone without you guys.
All right, stay tuned. We've got more Napoli talk coming your way.
Andrea Pirlo! Francesco Totti, gran gol, Roma!
Battistuta, 1-0! Balotelli segnato!
You're listening to Calcio Talk on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Cultural Talk again. We had the whole commercial break and you go straight away.
But I got a smile from you, finally. You look like a Napoli fan right now. I'm supposed to
welcome back to Cultural Talk. We will now... Yeah, you make me laugh. We'll talk about the Udinese versus Napoli game, or 1-1 game, which pretty much decided the future.
I think it was decided a long time ago.
I think it was decided before. After when we got into what we can go into right now, I had some contacts confirming a few things. But let's talk about Udinese Napoli first. The first half.
We'll talk about this, the Champions League, then we'll talk about Napoli.
First half, the players again did not show up. Mm-hmm. Did not show up at all. They decided to walk. Then second half, they go into. They go really into. They draw. And then as soon as they draw, they stop again. There is a video that I think everybody saw that 10 minutes towards the end, Udinese was attacking. Okay, Napoli was coming from attack. Udinese did a counter-attack, so Napoli tried to run back and recover the ball. But then Mario Rui recovered the ball. He started running, and Mertens and the others just pulled their break. Now, Ancelotti said that regarding the video, they were catching their break because they went back and forwards quickly in a few seconds. I don't believe that. And after what happened this morning, he probably was trying just to be nice to the player to cover up for them after what happened. But they were showing us that they did not want to play for the coach.
What was frustrating for me watching that game, in the first half especially, the way Napoli were playing did not suit the team they had on the park.
We spoke about...
They did it again, though. Same thing. Ball's in the box. Who's going to win the header?
You know, it's funny because when... that's something that I don't understand. We've been speaking for weeks. I was against sacking Ancelotti. And I'm against sacking coach after the decision.
Yeah.
Now, when we found out why he got sacked, maybe that was the only way that things could go. But I did not understand. He puts Llorente to play. He puts the two wing back opposite foot so they cannot cross.
They can't cross.
Then they play against Udinese, and he put Mario Rui and the other guy crossing the ball for Lozano.
Yeah, that's always happened.
It doesn't make sense. No. But it was the only option because he went with a 4-4-2 playing Fabian Ruiz and Zielinski holding mid. Yeah. They're not that, that's not their role. Look, Napoli play suit the 4-3-3.
Yeah.
The only time you can play a 4-4-2, it's like this morning when you got Alan fit and ready to go, mm-hmm. and you play the starting 11. Those starting 11, they can play anything.
Yeah. All right?
And they showed this morning that if they want to play,
they can play.
They can play football.
Yeah.
Which I would. That's why I've been confident all this time. Everybody crying over Napoli in crisis. It was not a technical crisis. Was a football crisis where you have bad players. You can't do much. You could tell that the players just push their break for some reason. Which we gotta go in deep. So, look, that point bought us 7-8 points from Champions League spot. So I'm pretty confident we're still going to make it. Like I said, from day one, I don't see any other team above Napoli be anywhere near Napoli quality. I want to say it now. So it's hard to say it, but if you took on paper players to players, there's, you know, besides Juventus, none of the team above. Maybe Inter is too far now, so we're not going to catch Inter, but I'm pretty sure Napoli can easily finish third.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Let's see now if they back up the performance they did this morning.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Against Parma, which is a tough game. You
home
know.
Or away?
Oh, for sure.
Away at Parma, away, so it's going to be a tough game. Yeah. So we'll see.
We'll continue that. So Napoli getting the 4-0 win over Genk.
Pretty routine.
Pretty routine. Yeah. They weren't going to lose that one, you'd hope.
Milik is the first Napoli player in history to score a hat-trick in Champions League. Lots of people said, you just qualified. Napoli's qualified from the group stage for the third time in our history. So it's a great achievement. Yeah. I'm really happy that Milik scored an hat-trick. He could have scored four, but he decided to give the last penalty to Mertens, which was nice anyway. Mm. I think he's one of the best strikers we had in history and so underrated because of injuries. But he had two knee reconstruction. That took him away for a long time.
That's huge.
He's been back. Now, the injury he had now, it's a body injury. It got done something during a game or during a training in his abdominal. So it's nothing to do with his knee.
Mm.
It flies get injury. Now, everybody always top it up the 2 years that you got injury with every injury he's getting now. Unfortunately, those 2 years are there.
He can't
make it smaller. But every time he played this year, he's delivering goals. He got back after the first injury against Roma. Spal and score against Roma and score. Okay, that goal was nothing, but he scored eight goals so far. How many games did he play?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
shows his quality.
I think he's a top player. And you see the quality of the goal that he scored.
Yeah.
Sometimes some of his volley shots.
Good finish.
And the first goal, man. I feel so sorry for the kid. Did you see the first goal?
The keeper.
Yeah.
18, 19 years old. Debut. Yeah. But why? You tried to dribble. No, why?
Yeah, just get rid of
it. But two striker.
I don't know.
That's
18-year-old these days.
You remember you were 18 yesterday, huh? So the game was great.
I wish it was yesterday.
I'm too old. So the game was a good game and job done. You know, that's we need to qualify. And to be honest, finish first or second doesn't make any difference this year for Napoli because I went to check. You got six teams that you can get from the first team. Out of these six teams, you got four top clubs and two affordable club. One is a surprise, the French team.
Lille.
And the other one is Valencia.
Mm.
If you finish first, you still have Chelsea, Atletico, you still have
Dortmund.
It's
the Champions League.
Exactly.
It's in the title.
So finish first or second this year, different from many years in the past, it's for Napoli scenario.
Mm.
It doesn't make any difference. Now we need to see the combination because now you know, Russian team can't play against that kind of team. Two Spanish teams can't play together. But Napoli can only pick up those six teams. Because Juventus, it's Italian. Yeah. So realistic, we got... I don't have the formation here. It doesn't matter. I don't want to know the mobile phone. He's going to get upset. But it's six teams that Napoli can get. Now, straight after the game, I think we were back on track. I watched the the post-interview with Ancelotti.
I saw he posted as
well. Because everybody was busting his ball with the same question. Everybody was expecting Ancelotti to resign. That's what Gazzetta dello Sport has been talked. That's what Tutto Sport has been talked.
Mm-hmm.
So when Ancelotti goes there and says, listen, guys, I'm not going to resign today. I'm not going to resign tomorrow. I'm not going to resign. I'm not resigning coach. Until I know that I got control of the team, I'm not going to resign. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to meet with the president. We're going to talk about what happened in the last month. Because at the end of the day, people don't realize it's only been 1 month, from 5th of November to 11th of December.
It feels like so much longer.
Because there have been so many games in this bloody month. Otherwise, Napoli probably don't even feel that much of a drop. And actually, if you think about 9 games in 1 month. 9 games. The Napoli's been without Vittori, and we still only 7 points for Champions League spot. So
there you go.
But so Ancelotti comes with its statesman. Then I, what's his name? The players, Koulibaly goes, no, we all with Ancelotti. We support Ancelotti. So I go, wow, beautiful. I don't think De Laurentiis is going to sack him.
Yeah, exactly.
A week ago, before Udinese, goes, no, we're not going to sack Ancelotti. Plus, we all think that De Laurentiis doesn't like sacking coach because doesn't want to pay two coaches.
Yeah.
But then I'm there getting ready, watching Inter games. And then the Inter game is over. And then the guy at Sky goes, oh, we're going to go live outside the Hotel Vesuvio because there is a dinner happening right now. Ancelotti, De Laurentiis, and Giuntoli. I don't think, what's going on? They're supposed to meet tomorrow morning. Few minutes later, so the meeting was a fake meeting. That was just to say goodbye. Mm. Napoli come up with a statement that they remove Ancelotti from his position. I think, what's going on? So I start going crazy, ringing people overseas, chatting with people. And we will see if this news is true, the next few days coming up, then it makes sense what happened so far. Mm. Napoli, De Laurentiis and Ancelotti agreed to separate a few weeks ago. All right, they decide to wait until the Champions League. It was too much of a risk changing a coach before the Champions League.
Yeah.
And running the risk. You got one, two games left. Probably Napoli is hoping to beat Salisburgo or to the draw with the Liverpool, getting qualified. But unfortunately, it did not happen. So they've been wait. Because the players were complying with the club about the technique of training of Ancelotti, too easy. They think that they were not performing well because there was not intensity in training, which surprised me, you know. Mm. And the other thing is the players were not happy with the way the coach was asking them to play, in what position play. Now, doesn't matter how much right you have to comply, or even if you're right that you don't like the way the coach plays and everything, I still think in all this story, the players got the bigger fault because they're the one that decided not to play.
Yeah,
so they did not disrespect the coach. They did not disrespect the club. They just disrespect me as a fan and the shirt. Mm-hmm. You got on the park and you performing like you did this morning.
Yeah,
because that team could easily beat Genoa, Bologna, Udinese and Roma without a coach on the bench. Mm. We know.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe Roma, no, but the others too. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Definitely.
So anyway, so what happened is apparently Ancelotti is going to be officialized by Arsenal in the next few hours.
Do you think the players knew?
That's the story. So everybody knew that this was going to happen. All right, the player were pissed because it didn't happen sooner. And the funny thing is, I've been told that De Laurentiis went in the change room after the game tonight and removed the fines, which he was already told them 2 weeks ago. Guys, you performing, the fines is gonna be not a problem. I'll remove the fine. And apparently everybody clapped at him, applaud. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But I've been told from somebody that was near the change room, if not in the change room, that also it was because the Ancelotti remove of his position was announced. I don't like to believe this, but it's funny because we're talking about players, when they play for their coach, when they're scoring a goal in a moment like this, they run to the bench, they're hugging the coach.
Exactly right.
And when the coach gets sacked, they're all coming out on Instagram and Facebook. They do everything. Even when they go toilet, they come on Instagram.
Exactly right.
And none of them says anything about Ancelotti beside
Manolas. No one.
And Koulibaly said something, but I think it was before. It was just a generic chat. So if this is true, that Ancelotti and De Laurentiis agreed to move apart because Ancelotti wants to go to Arsenal and De Laurentiis thinks that the players don't want to play for him, I'm still confusing why we get Gattuso. As much as I like it. Gattuso. I was not against Gattuso when he was at Milan. Yeah. Actually, I was telling everyone that Milan's supposed to not sack him, but AC Milan right now is a word.
It's different, exactly.
They
it's
need a
different.
Gattuso. I think they need a Gattuso more than Pioli, whatever it is.
Definitely, I agree.
But if you move from Ancelotti to Gattuso, for me, it's a step backwards.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Now, who's available on the market? That's the question.
Pochettino.
No, please. In Serie A, you can't waste. In the middle of the season, you can't get a coach from another league. Mm. Serie A is the hardest league for any coaches in the world. You can get the best coach in the world. Comes to Serie A, he will need to adapt few seasons because it's the most tactical season. You know, you got the last team in the league, Lecce,
that
The play's home, that's Catenaccio, that's it, you're stuck. You're not going to score a goal, you know what I mean? So...
But you were saying Allegri, you thought...
Yeah, look, Allegri's, to be honest, as much I don't like him, you know, if I see him on the street, I'll drive him over with the car back to make sure that he's not breathing. I think he's the only... Bello, for me, when you don't like you, I don't like you, you know. Okay. I'm not changed. So.
He's honest.
But I think he'd be the perfect coach in a situation like Napoli. Him, Mourinho, you know, coaches that get the result no matter what. Coaches that lock the change room. Now, we'd see with Gattuso. The things I was telling him now, with Gattuso now, I will not be surprised if I see Ibrahimovic come to Napoli because Plyce not going to leave. Forget about all those rumors, all right? But you still probably going to have Callejon going to
China.
He wants to go play for Benitez in China. Yeah. He's finished. He's retiring, you know.
He wants some money.
Mertens?
Huh? And he's gone as well?
Mertens, I don't know, because Mertens always wants to stay in Napoli. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And De Laurentiis, before all this started, offered him the same money for another 2 years, which is a great offer for a player that's his age. All right. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. Right now, whatever we say, it just...
Yeah,
just talk. We don't know. But I don't know. I really. This morning I got shocked because I didn't see that coming. So I didn't expect that to happen after the victory and after the interview that Ancelotti did. I'm still gonna wait until get announced. But I still hope that there's gonna be a different coach. Not that I don't like Reno. Reno is a great guy, great coach. I don't know if he's gonna be the right coach for Napoli right now. To be fair. Because if there is a... See, the problem is there was not an issue with the coach. It was not the coach the issue. The problem was with the players and the coach. Yeah. Which is... Everybody was saying there was the player and the president. Which right now, it looks like the president took the player's side and got rid of the coach. Yeah. Okay, it's the easy solution. You can't get rid of 11 players. No. But... We're going to see what happens now. It'll be interesting to see who's going to... It's going to be announced today.
It has to. Like you said, the game's on Saturday.
Saturday, we've got a game against Parma. And then we have 8 days till the next game. Mm. The first time we have a week break. So
it'll be good as well for you guys.
Get some training.
Now, the good thing with Gattuso is that Gattuso played the 4-3-3, which is a formation that suits the Napoli plus. Yeah. 100%. So, another thing that really upset me, guys, I'll mention now because I don't think we're going to have time for Stile di Vita tonight. We still have to talk about other stuff. And Napoli's supporting base, they really disappointed me this morning. They've been disappointing me the whole season. Some of them, they've been disappointing me for a few years, but this morning was a big disappointment. The ultras, which I shouldn't call them ultras because ultras means no matter what, supporting at any times, in any scenario, at any result, in any games. Doesn't matter what. If you're an ultras, you're there on the stands and support the team. You don't get involved in politics. Instead, the Napoli supported ultras, Curva A, Curva B, decide to not show up to the game for protesting, not against the president, not against the team, not against the coach, not against the situation, but they picked this morning game, which was a very critical game for now. Because if you get eliminated by Champions League, the season's gone.
Yeah. Mm.
It's one of the most important games for us. Mm. And you don't attend the game because you're protesting against the fines that you're getting when you will play Champions League, if you're standing up or flies or stuff like this. This is a UEFA Champions League rules.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Look, I agree with them. Yeah. It's ugly. They're killing football. You know my opinion. But don't leave your team alone in a scenario like this. And what they did, they still had a few boys inside because I got people ring me and telling me, I was watching, I was listening to the radio, people could ring in the Napoli radio complaint, that there was ultras in the stands stopping any chance to start. That's ridiculous. Anyway, guys, I could talk for hours, but I'll leave it with you if you want to move on to something else or when I keep talking.
I was just going to say, I think now that it's come out, it's sort of obvious.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been players as well.
Yeah.
How can you show up every week and play for a coach that you're knowing he's going to leave anytime? Mm. You know, you don't know when or whatever, but you know he's not interested anymore. Yeah, yeah, he's mine exactly somewhere else. How can you rock up and, you know, put your body on the line for your team when
I know, Bello, but you get paid.
I know, but mentally,
you do work. I come to work, but I don't really work well because the boss. You know, I don't like it.
But you know what? I think it's surprising, like you said, because I'd never think that Ancelotti is that type. You know what I mean?
No, like he says, I think he had some issues like this at Bayern. I think he had some issue like this at Bayer. That's why Sengun here he had to leave again.
Well, it's strange. It's many different reasons. I think, like you said, it happened so quick from coming out, the press conference, and then we're having a meeting tomorrow. And then boom. Next thing you know, he's all gone.
So anything, look, the Napoli statement was like, we're still friends. It looks like it was arranged.
It was amicable agreement.
I think Ancelotti and De Laurentiis agreed to move apart a few weeks ago. They just waited for the right time for Ancelotti, the right time for Arsenal, the right time for Napoli too. De Laurentiis told him, okay, Bello, you want to leave? We're going to move apart. Let me find that replacement first. Yeah. Maybe put me through the Champions League. Because maybe other coaches will not accept Napoli unless he's qualified for Champions League.
Exactly right.
Or unless they got some security. Like De Laurentiis qualified for Champions League, can go to any coach and said, you come in January, I got that much money.
This is where we are.
That's where we are. And I got the Champions League money if we need to get a player, like Ibrahimovic.
No, that's honestly...
Can you imagine after 6-7 years of seeing Milan talking about Ibrahimovic going back, he's coming back and finishes his career in Napoli. He'll be devastated.
He'll cry.
I don't think we'll be friends after that.
Matt will never talk to you again, ever.
Let's move on. I'll leave it to you anyway. You're in charge.
Okay, well, we'll go to a break and then we'll come back and chat more, I reckon.
Yeah.
We'll see you guys soon.
Good. Yeah. Rete! Andrea Pirlo!
Francesco Totti! Gran gol! Roma!
Batistuta! 1-0! Balotelli segnato!
You're listening to Calcio Talk on FNR, Football Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Cultural Talk right here on FNR, Football Nation Radio. I'm surprised I didn't get interrupted by Zio's phone, but it's a bit
which
different.
Phone? You got a phone? You got a phone? I got no phone here. I don't know what you're talking about.
We forgot to mention Inter versus Barcelona this morning, so we'll just have a quick little discussion on that, and then we'll have story time with Zio following that conversation. So we'll get into it. Inter 1, Barcelona 2. The team of 17-year-olds versus top of Serie A.
That was, you know what? Leading to that game, I was reading everybody, Barcelona second. Yeah, so I went to read the squad. And it actually was like Inter against Barcelona under 21 or second team.
Yeah.
And I thought, geez, you know, Barcelona was really nice. The delivery,
this
to Inter. I can't believe Inter was not able to beat them.
Can I say something before all this?
Yeah.
Barcelona B, this... Doesn't matter. They're playing for Barcelona.
Don't get me wrong. But
I can't beat Barcelona.
Look, are you serious, mate?
Come on.
Who you got tomorrow morning?
No, listen.
Don't worry about me. You're going to win the league with that team.
That's it. We're back on Facebook, guys, with his banner.
Come on, man.
Now, what I'm trying to say is, Inter's been performing. It's top of the league in Italy. It's been playing good. So I was expecting them at home against their lineup.
We had our chances, 100%. I agree with you. It was disappointing.
Disappointing, that's what I mean. And exactly. I'm not an Inter fan. Look, actually, it's great for Napoli. We get more money from Champions League. You know, I was talking to Anthony Seminara this morning. Ciao, Anthony. And I said, it was like me and him were splitting Inter Milan money. It's because he's Juventus, I'm Napoletano. We're not going to see a dollar. You know, it's not for me and him. But what I'm saying is, it was disappointing. I was expected.
Of course.
When I saw that the last game was against Barcelona, I said, there is no chance. But then when I saw the formation, I'm thinking, you know what, if you leave, because you got a team that needs to win, Inter. With the starting 11, you know, midfield, a bit of issue. And you got a team that got nothing to, because think about this. When I'm the coach and I don't put my top players in the squad and I put the second line, it's also a message that I send to the second line. Like, you know, it's an easy game. We go there for a walk. Whatever happened, we don't care. So I was expecting, you know, one formation going forward, which is Inter. The other formation having a kind of easy game. Instead, I was impressed. Now, yes, they look like very good kid too. I don't know half of their squad. The guy that scored the goal, how old is he?
17.
Like 17 years old. I don't even know where he came from.
But it's a young team who's been given the chance to play Champions League against the top of Serie A. They're going out there to earn their spot, show why they're playing for Barcelona. So they've got something to play for too.
Sure.
Inter had what they had to play for, and still. They played
Inter
very well.
They had four goals offside. For me, Lukaku wasn't good enough.
Nah, but the squad we put out isn't the squad that's you know, at the top of the Serie A.
No, you're missing. You're missing.
You know what I mean? I'm not making excuses.
For me, this is a joke. Of course, on Milan, whatever. But of course, I want the Italian teams to do well. When in Europe, if we're not
that's
in Europe,
that's not what he said to me. With the camera was off, guys.
But for me, like I said, I was disappointed watching Inter because I expected at home a full San Siro against Barcelona big. Everyone's gonna, you know, attack.
Look the glass half full. When the draw was done, you think, forget about it. With Barcelona, Dortmund, we out. Mm. At least you managed to get to the last game and fight to the last goal. What happened if it was a draw?
They would have made it through.
Because the
way I see it is, Conte's come in, the team has done a 360.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
I'm happy. What am I going to expect to win the Champions League?
No, of course. We're analysing the single game. If you analyse the season, of course.
But I see comments, you know, everyone already against the team, this and that.
And other people. That's social media, man.
Can I say something? I was talking, not with you, somebody else. I stopped reading social media. Oh. I got my Ultras Napoli group and a couple of boys. We have a fun because one of our member, we call him the Minutes member. Because Napoli, the game started. Oh, we're disgusting. Yeah. When they're going to lose. Then we're the best team in the world. Look, the Insigne is a superstar. Yeah. 30 seconds later, it's disgusting. So, unfortunately, social media give the opportunity to talk to people that before they could only talk in two places, to the barbershop and at the bar, on Monday morning after the game. And no one was listening to them.
Yeah.
Now, unfortunately, social media give the rights to talk to everyone.
You're right.
Yeah. You got people, like I was saying to him. If you put a fake player on FIFA 20 or FIFA 21 next year, you call him Pasquale, and you put him 99, whatever it is, and you put him one of the team, trust me, a lots of those kids are going to believe that player exists. Because that's how they're writing football, through FIFA.
Yeah,
seriously.
You're right.
It's true. I'll just say quickly. Yeah. The only thing that annoyed me as well, apart from losing this morning, was then the way it was represented in that top of the league, Serie A, lost against a Barcelona B team. It looks bad on the league, right? I saw these La Liga fanboys going crazy. Top of Serie A, challenge for La Liga. This and that. That's another thing that hurt.
That's why Ronaldo comes to Serie A and he can't score a goal. Hey, La Liga
But that's life, Belo. That's life.
Once again,
you can't compare leagues on a single game.
Exactly.
It's like comparing players on a trophy won by the club.
Exactly.
People say, Totti is not one because he hasn't won anything. Yeah. What are you talking about? He's a superstar.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he played for a team that achieved a little bit less.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it's a bad player, you know. But that's ignorant talking. Once again, the barbershop and the bar people, now they're talking on social media about football.
One thing we can say for Inter, well, out of all of these negatives that we're talking, the one positive is they're out of the Champions League. That's not the positive.
They've got Europa League, but...
Oh, they got Europa League as well.
Yeah, oh, you just break his heart.
I was happy that... but they could now... They can focus more on a Serie A.
Conte, but it depends. I reckon he'll try and win it. He'll be like, we're knocked out, but we're going to go and win it. Yeah. And they'll probably be the best team in the Europa League. Really, I don't know.
Europa League, it's got a few factors involved. First of all, you play on a Thursday night.
Yeah, true.
And when you're going to go play on a Thursday night in Czech Republic, -3 degrees in the snow, and then Saturday morning you got a game at Parma, Atalanta, your legs do not recover, you got no training, it's bad. Second, for some reason, Italian club do not perform, do not care in those league. I don't understand why. I would sign up to win a UEFA league every second year with Napoli. Yeah, maybe every second, because the other year, you know. I want to leave to somebody else. Now, why you want to win every year? You know, be nice. Sharing is caring, you know. But what I'm saying is, it's a tough league, and you're going to have a lots of Champions League team dropping too. Don't look what is in now. Remember, last year was... The semi-finals and the quarter-final, he had some...
It was like a Champions League.
It was like a mini Champions League.
It's it.
Now, next year, the year after, the third European competition is going to be up.
Which one? Yeah, I remember that.
International Cup.
That one I'm talking about.
They're going to take back what used to be the Coppa delle Coppe. I don't know what it's called in English, because when I go to Australia, the Cup...
The UEFA Cup.
Is it played at the same time as the Champions League and Europa League?
I'm not sure about the details, but... I don't know. He's, you know.
What happened is this.
We'll find out more information for you guys for next week.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do research. Yes. Can I take the mobile phone? No. I think what's going to happen is the UEFA tried to get rid of all the weight from Champions League, Europa League. There's too many teams.
Yeah, definitely.
And to be honest, people lost interest. Right?
Yeah.
So they're going to try to spread out. It was stupid. We had three. We're going back what we said last year. Why are they changing rules every year to justify the check? That there was nothing wrong with Coppa dei Campioni, Coppa UEFA, Coppa delle Coppe. It was perfect. And also, remember, the Coppa delle Coppe or the Cup was giving access to Europe to the team that win the local cup. Mm. Now, how important was the local cup before?
No, not at all.
At least give the winners of the Italian Cup the spot to the Champions League. So you give that tournament interesting.
Yeah.
So hopefully now with this new European League, one spot is going to go to the team that wins.
It'd be good to see
the League Cup.
See, look, we're saying in the car, we want to see. It's not going to happen now. But back in the day, you know, when six teams maybe went into the season, that winning they could win the league. Now it's like, you know, one, two, maybe one. You know, but that's what you want to see in Europe as well.
Well, interesting. No, we'll find more information about that
for
next week. Our last show of the year for next week is keeping in mind. But
we may have a surprise. We're working on a surprise. Hopefully, finger crossed. Jody, are you watching this?
We're not going to mention any.
Don't mention anything. After the post I done on Ancelotti this morning, I don't want to talk about nothing until it's done.
So first to finish off this show, we'll talk about more next week. But finish off this show, story time with you. A Napoli ultra back in the day, still now, story, but he was back in Napoli.
Guys,
give us a couple of the best stories.
Look, I'm going to give you a couple of funny stories. To be fair, I did not plan the episode for Stile di Vita. The guys have been nice because what's happened this morning with Napoli, I spent half of the day researching and trying to get in touch with people, and I didn't want to come here and just give you some scratch that I took online. So we decide to leave it at the last. If there was a few minutes, I'm going to tell you a few stories that it's happened to me. Now, first of all, if you listen to this and you're young and kids, do not replicate that. This is not a good example that I'm about to tell you. I want to show you how stupid I was when I was young and how stupid the mentality sometimes can get, because really the ultras word for me should be unified. It's so stupid that I was fighting against an ultra of another team. We were sharing the same passion. If you think about it.
Yeah.
We go for different teams, but we share the same passion, the same love, the same mentality. We like old school football. We like support. But anyway, that's probably me in the age, get wiser and talking nice. But when I was young, I'd done a few stupid things. One thing that you don't know, start with this story here, and then you will tell me if I got time for this one. I got my first foglio di via. You know what a foglio di via is? When you get in a city, you get some trouble, so they give you a foglio that for 2 years you're not allowed to get back to the city.
Okay.
So I got banned from Genova for a game against Genoa, which was Gemellati too.
I know, if I mess around.
What happened was, it was one of my first trasferte, okay? I was very young. And so back then there was the Carovana, so everybody was catching the same train, the Ferrovie di Stato. The Italian train were organizing one train for the supporter of the team to go from one city to another city to avoid stopping, having ultras sharing the carriage with the normal people, blah, blah, blah. Me and few friends, we decided to take the train 1 hour before. We said, we're going to be smart. We're going to get there, not with the cows and everything. So we got that train. And unfortunately for us, another 200-300 people had the same idea. So when we made to Genoa, we arrived to Genoa Porta Principe at the station. The police was there already waiting for us because, you know, the trip was long. So they've been told that there was already fans coming before the ultras train was coming. So they got us and they sit us on the stairs. They put a couple of carabinieri around us, and we're supposed to wait for the other train to arrive so they could take us together.
At the
Marassi. Now, there was a game, Cremonese-Sampdoria, on the same day. Now, Cremona, it's only a few hours away, train from Genoa. So the ultra-Sampdoria, the Tito-Sampdoria, they were arriving in big numbers at the train station to get the train to go to Cremona. And they start abusing the shit out of us. Like throwing us coins, telling, and we were like under numbers. So just a few chants, but you know. And there was a carabinieri in between. Now, they didn't know that there was another train coming with over 3,000 Napoli fans, because remember there was a Gemellaggio, so every time there was Genoa Napoli, it was 5,000-6,000 people in the stands. It was massive, a away game, all right? So what happened is the train arrived and they start coming down the stairs slowly. I remember clearly, like yesterday, this guy wearing a black coat, like Matrix style.
Matrix.
So he got hit by a coin. He was in next to me, not that far. He was a massive guy, long hair. I don't know who was it, but it probably was one of the boys from some tough group. I was still a teenager, and I was a member of the Blue Lions, but side members. This guy got up, cleaned his face, moved the two carabinieri, I promise you, like a door, like a sliding door. Went to the other side, grabbed the one Sampdoria fans, got him up one hand, bang, punched him straight in the face. The guys went down, that's it. The war was started. They were jumping on us. We were jumping on them. The carabinieri could not stop us. It was like, you know, thousand and thousand Sampdoriani, thousand and thousand Napoletani, probably a few hundred carabinieri, and carabinieri were pretty young. They're soldiers, you know. Anyway, I remember running outside, the things, the what do you call when... The bro pushed outside on the street. Now, in front of Genoa train station, there is like a big road, and there was a little kiosk. You know what a kiosk is? The little shop that sells ice cream, gazzos, and guacamole. He shut down, and he ran away. And I remember, during the bro, I end up being next to the thing. So I look at the back, and there was all this cassette with empty bottle, gazzos, Coca-Cola. Yeah, yeah. So I took the thing and I started throwing, but please don't do this, guys. Don't do this. It's bad. It's bad, all right? Don't do it. But I'm there throwing bottles, all right? Fangu, lots of nice words. And all I hear on my back, shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Bang. I go hit. I turn around and there was a carabiniere with manganello start beating on me. Bam, bam, bam. I got arrested and I never made it to the game. And I got sentenced not to go back to Genoa for 2 years.
Bravo.
Have you been back since?
Ah, yeah, plenty of time. So, guys, don't do this again. That was.
So it was a picture.
I got a couple. Actually, I got a picture. I'm gonna send to you guys, but it's not a digital picture. You know, I'm from the old
school,
century.
Old school, yeah.
No, old century, not old school.
Old school.
And I got a picture. You can see me walking in front of the cordone with all the ultras, holding a scarf, and all the carabinieri next to me.
That's
and
crazy.
On the way back, because we had to wait there, we got stuck there, and then they took us back with the rest of the truck. We had the carabinieri in the train with us, and I had this young carabinieri next to the door with me. The train was full, so full that people sleeping on the luggage. You could not move. It was stuck, all right?
For how long?
That Genoa Napoli, I think, is 7-8 hours train.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You do a couple of stops.
Yeah.
But normally they try not to stop because it's full of fun. They're coming back from a game. So I remember this guy asking for a cigarette, and we all smoke Marlboro and other things.
E-cigarettes.
Electric cigarette,
tobacco,
you know?
All that. Yeah.
Anyway, but we're all contrabando cigarette, black market cigarette.
Yeah. Oh, which course.
Because in Napoli, that's all you buy, back then. I don't know. I don't smoke, so I gave up a long time ago. So what happened? I start giving him cigarette, but the black market cigarette were no filter by super tough, you know, tough. They come from the ship from Albania, Croatia, America.
Yeah.
The boat go under the ship, get a box, bring in land and sell it. So we was more, and I was giving this cigarette to this guy. This guy made it to Napoli with us. We become no friend, but we just change a lot of story. You know, 8 hours trying, we standing up next to each other, can't even move, sharing cigarette. Imagine smoking in that scenario. But if you don't smoke, you have to smoke. Anyway, the guy made it in Napoli, and they all go to sleep in the caserma, and then they go back to their city the day after. And he was like to me, I know now because in Napoli you guys got upset, you got tough cigarette. It was good.
Could you imagine walking into a 7-Eleven in Genoa and saying Armando Lucky wanted?
No, they got me straight away. I didn't have the time to get the wanted sign. You know, I was make a crime and arrested in the same day.
Oh, God.
Did Napoli win that day or not?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Silenzi scored a goal. I remember. Andrea Silenzi.
Thank you for that. Hopefully,
guys, please don't do it. I'm really telling you this story to tell you that it's bad.
It's bad. Now, maybe if we have time next week, we'll get a couple more stories.
I'll give you the Atalanta one next week.
As mentioned before, our last show before the Christmas break. We have a lengthy break, so make sure you tune in. Be sure to check out our socials for the Christmas special that we are about to run. Again, like I said, when was it, last week or 2 weeks ago? Good idea for some Christmas presents. We've got the tinsel on ours, if you can see on the live show. So, yeah, be sure to check out our socials, our website. Buy for your friends, buy for your family, buy for your Zio.
Buy for Zio, it's most important.
But, yeah, we'll see you all next week for our last show of 2019. Hope you guys can make it.
Conclusione in rete, Andrea Pirlo,
Francesco Totti, gran gol, Roma.
Battistuta, 1-0. Balotelli ha segnato.
You're listening to Calcio Talk on FNR, Football Nation Radio.